Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very happy to be speaking with Edouard from Typhon. How are you today, Edouard?
I'm great, Taylor. Thank you for asking. I'm very pleased to be here with you and to be part of this Christmas podcast.
Sounds great. Always great to speak with you. Thanks. So can you tell us who you are and what you do at Cognac Typhon?
Sure. So my name is Edouard Brastad. I'm 39 years old. I'm the head of sales of the Typhon distillery.
Okay, great. And I'm going to get to some questions about Typhon in general, but can you tell us what cognac we are tasting today?
Sure. So today we will be presenting our Typhon Trévier Réserve, which is mainly a single cru cognac coming from old cognacs.
Okay, great. And so for the listeners who are just getting their first introduction to Typhon, can you give a quick presentation of the house and some of its products?
Of course. So Typhon is a family-run distillery. It has been started in 1875 by a French guy called Médéric Typhon. He started a small distillery in the heart of the city Jarnac. And then that distillery was passed on to his granddaughter, whose name is Edith Rousseau, who appears to be my great-grandmother. So I'm the sixth generation of the company. And today what's specific about us is the fact that we get our hands involved in all the different steps of the cognac making, meaning that we do everything from grape to bottle. So that being said, we are running an estate of 40 hectares plated into two different crus. The first one being Grand Champagne, where we have 10 hectares of land. The second one being the Sambois, where we have 30 hectares of land. Then we do carry all the fermentations ourselves in our stainless steel vats. Then we run our own distillery, which is made of 10 traditional Chardon pot stills, where we do the distillation from beginning of October till the end of March. Then we do all the aging in our cellars. So all our aging cellars are located next to our distillery, which is located close to the Charente River. And this is a very important aspect of our cognac, because all our cellars are humid, which is going to bring our cognac a lot of roundness due to that humidity. And also we are mainly using old cask to age our cognac, because we really want to work on the fruitiness and the juiciness of the grape. That's really important for us. Finally, when all the cognacs are done being aged, we do all the blending in-house, of course, and then all the bottling. So I think that gives you a good overview of everything we do. And then we, of course, market and distribute our cognac worldwide. And then we also, host a lot of visitors throughout the year that are coming to visit our distillery.
Great.
So as you can see, it's a multitask company.
Lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I do know that you're quite well known for your really old blends. And can you explain some of the different blends that you have and the differences between them for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned earlier, Typhon is quite an old company. We've been here for almost 150 years. That being said, we have the chance to get our hands on some old quality cognac that my great-grandfather has been distilling, that my great-grandfather has been distilling, that my grandfather and my uncle and so on. So to keep it simple, every generation is distilling a part of us of cognac that we put aside in order to offer some exclusive cognac. And that's part of what we will be finding in the cognac that we'll be tasting today. And also what we do with Typhon is that we're trying to express cognac in a different way, which is the range. Our range is quite large, because we go from VS. So we're talking to people who already have a good knowledge of cognac and understand that cognac comes from different crus. We are also offering like vintages, cognac. So that requires, you know, like a little more knowledge, and it's a little bit like off the path. We do also have like some plotch less selection that we do with our Chateau Triac. So it's quite a wide range, I would say. It's a little bit like geekier in the sense that you need to like a certain knowledge to understand the range. But we think it's interesting, even though cognac is like blend product, where like the DNA of cognac lies in the fact that we are blending different crews and different years. I think like from time to time, it's understand to like kind of like step out a little bit of that ID and try to go for something a little bit more singular, if I can say so.
Okay, great. And your Femme Bois hectares, I think you said 30 hectares. Are those all around the Femme Bois de Jarnac?
Yeah, so the way they're like next to Jarnac, basically they are not far from Triac, where we own a property, which is called Chateau de Triac. We do have like two cognacs that we are offering under that, that label, to say so. And yeah, they're mainly coming from that region. So the typicity of like lying in the Femme Bois region will be that the soil structure that we'll be finding there, will tend to be more earthy with like a lot of clay and a bit of chalk. And that's going to provide a lot of fruitiness and more like earthy type of cognac rather than some other crus will tend to be like more mineral.
Okay. Because I've heard in the region that a lot of people say that Femme Bois around Jarnac are particularly special and sometimes better than Femme Bois from, I don't know, somewhere else in the region. Do you find that to be true? Probably, because your cognacs come from there.
That's a hard question to answer, because of course, and I will be like self-promoting by saying yes, of course. And that will be also like rude to our competitors that are also lying in the Femme Bois and that are also offering like very interesting cognac. I would say, and also like the tasting is always very subjective. I would say they could be a bit like different. I'm not sure about the better, but different in the sense that we are not far from the Grand Champagne, and that's why we might probably have like a little bit more of chalk rather than in other region of the Femme Bois, which might make it a little bit more singular than the question of better. It's always like, I don't think it's my job to say, so I'll let our people who listen to the podcast decide.
Sounds good.
And with all due respect to our producers all around. And because we are like strong believers that richness comes from like diversity. And therefore for us, like, well, I think it's a secret for no one who will be listening to the podcast, that often in the Cognac region, people tend to put a lot of fame on like Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne. We believe that there are six crews in Cognac and they're all here like for a reason. And our ambition by creating and offering those single cru Cognac is also to show that there are like interesting things in each crew, and then it's our job like to offer them, and then these people show us to discover them and try to see what the difference is, understand them, and find out like what's their true favorite.
Right. Yeah. Totally agree. And now, just a curious question popped up when you said that your cellars are very humid and next to the Charente. When you have some big storms, and there have been some big storms recently, is there any risk that the Charente rises too much and poses a risk to your cellar?
Yeah, that's of course a huge risk. And we can of course like link it to the climate change. Currently, France has been facing like a lot of rainfall, and the Charente River is like super, super high. And we're starting to see some flooding. We're not there yet in our cellar, but of course it's a huge risk, and it's a question that we constantly ask ourselves. So do we need to remove them a little bit like outside outside, I would say, further than the river, so we can protect our stocks? And then there's also like other questions that are raising about like climate change, the weather, the type of grape that we'll be using. So it's always like subject that we think about, that we're trying to trying to adapt and get ready for the for the future, because I think it's we all aware that like stuff are changing and we need to change and to adapt. The question is like how we do it, when do we do it, how can we do it legally speaking as well, because we are those like restriction based on the region where you can grow the grape that you can use and so on. So like we have some questions, also some work on the regional scale. So that's all. Yeah. All subjects we're trying to stay on top.
Yeah, tricky. Nature is a beast. So yeah, okay.
Well, the thing is that nature is a beast. The good thing is that we are used to work with nature because that's what we do on a daily basis. And that brings us a lot of humility because we know that we can control nature. We just have to work with it and to deal with it. So unfortunately, like the effect that we are facing right now are not necessarily like effects from like, especially like from us or from the Kinetic region. It's a more like global scale problem. So that's a big thing.
Okay, great. So now if we get back to this Trévier Réserve Fambois, can you say roughly how old this cognac is?
Yeah, I can say roughly, but I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think it's always important to keep in mind that cognac is a blended product, and therefore we are always like very careful with the notion of age, because when we work on our cognac, we are always trying to offer the best product as possible. And in order to do so, we'll be using like a wide of like different cognac from like different age in order to get to the final product. That being said, the average age that we'll be using in the cognac, like the Typhon Fambois, which will be like a cognac, will be like 100% Uni Blanc based. It will be aged like in French oak barrel. We'll be using like a medium grain and medium toast. And then we will be using an average cognac age of like 50 years old in the blend.
Yeah. Nice and young.
Well, I hope it's clear, but like, when I say an average, there's like some older and youngest one in the blend. So therefore it's like a...
Absolutely.
It's tricky, but I think that gives like a, yeah, an average.
Yeah, it's a very old cognac, like many of the Typhon cognacs. Okay. And...
Meaning the Typhon, and that's Typhon being an historic brand. We want to offer some like quite unique and old cognacs that we have in stock.
Of course. And the barrels that this particular cognac aged in, did they all come from the cellars near the Chahonts, or were they placed in multiple of your different cellars?
They were mainly coming from our cellars like next to the Chahonts.
Okay. So, and you've mentioned this before, but it's very, very humid in those cellars, correct?
Yeah, we do have like a quite good level of humidity.
Okay, and what does that do to an eau de vie spending a lot of time in a cool, very humid cellar?
Well, we find out that because it's like, well, the thing... I think it's important to understand that usually we tend to differentiate like the humid cellar from the dry ones. The humid one, I would say, will be like more resistant to heat, so they will tend to be like less evaporation because there's like more humidity in the air, and it will be like, whereas like the dry cellar will provide like cognac that will be a bit drier in style, the humid cellar will bring more roundness and there will be like less evaporation as well.
Right. And you said that for the barrels, you do use some new oak, but the preference is for older oak. Is that correct?
Yeah, we tend to prefer like older barrel because remember that cognac is a grape spirit, so it's a white one which has been distilled, and for us the importance is really to keep the aromas and the freshness of the grape, and that's often a comment that we have from people that test our cognacs. Like they're often telling us that they're tasting like the fruit and the grape, which for us is a very good feedback because that's That's what it's made
what you wanted.
From. And that's how it should taste. And we like to use the yolk, I would say, you know, like as a cook would use, like, you know, like salt and pepper, you know, like to highlight his dish. For us, the yolk of oak is here, like to reveal the cognac, but like not to take over, you know? And if you take a cognac and then like the most thing that you taste is the oak barrel, we personally do believe that it's a bit of a shame because you want to keep, like, you know, when you go to the restaurant and want to get a piece of chicken, you want to taste the chicken and not like all the extras.
Of course. Okay, great. And so I know Tifon is, you're always thinking ahead, working on new stuff, new projects. Can you maybe give a little hint as to some projects that are coming for Tifon in the year ahead?
Yeah, I can say something without disclosing too much. So yeah, we've been working like 2 years ago on the rebranding of all our range, of all our Tifon. So that we can see our new like Cognac VS, VSOP, Supreme, XO, and Extra, like been working like brand new labeling. And the idea was to bring our history in the present and then in the future. We've also been working on some special collaboration with some independent bottlers from who we like the work, and we wanted to give them access to some special lots that we have in stock. We've also been established in 1875. So if you do the math, in 2015, we will be celebrating our 115th anniversary. So I wouldn't say much about it, but rather than stay tuned. And we also like a lot of project in mind, but I don't like to disclose a project that I'm not ready to be available. But yeah, stay tuned. Remember, T4 has been here like for some decades. We have the chance to have like some quite amazing stock of like old cognacs, and we would like to share that passion with the world. That's all I can say. So I think that can give you some ideas, and for more info, follow us.
Great. So now let's move to a tasting note of this Très Vieille Réserve Fambois. How would you describe the nose, the palate, the texture, anything you want to say about the cognac?
About the nose, I would say it's very classical from the world of old cognacs. So, of course, we will be going more through to the dry fruit aromas, you know, with some like, well, dry grapes, if I can say so.
Raisins.
Dry raisins. Plums, you know, it's going to be like super, super jammy, like the fruity aromas that we'll get. Of course, as we are going through like in the world of old cognac, you'll tend to have like a lot of spices. So you will tend to have like some, well, vanilla and a bit like woody aromas, some nutmeg and cinnamon. That would be like the main characters. And of course, a bit of like leather notes, a bit of like slight touch of like chocolate as well. Yeah, which are like the classical aromas you would find in old cognacs.
Yeah, fantastic.
But again, that's my feeling. So it's something I'm never very really keen on like sharing those, because it's super personal. So like what I'm tasting is my sensibility, but maybe it's like some other person will have like different aromas in their nose and in their mouth, and that's totally cool, because we all have like different sensibility to aromas.
Yeah, of course. You ask two people to give a tasting note of the same cognac, you'll probably get two very different things. So
therefore, and I don't want to, how can I say that, to bring people into like a direction where they wouldn't feel comfortable and say, oh yeah, I don't get these aromas and so on. So that's, again, that's my interpretation.
Of course.
Doesn't mean it's the best one or the right one. That's what I get.
Of course. Okay, great. And whenever you taste this cognac, is there anything you like to have with it? It could be any cognac too. Do you like chocolate or desserts, or do you prefer just to taste them by themselves next to a fire?
I wouldn't go next to fire because that's trying to kind of like break that old image of what cognac, of cognac that people had in mind. So I wouldn't go that far. I would say to me, the best thing would be like, especially for those old cognac, would be like to have it pure because you really want to taste like the fragrance, the taste, and drinking with that. That would be about like the drinking service. And then the best time would be to drink it with the people you love, friends, family. Those are always like the best moments.
That's great.
But I like to keep it pure.
Same here.
And not against, like, I love to mix and do some pairing, but like mainly on the youngest cognac for those old ones, when you like testing history and so on, I like to be chill and be really focused on what I'm tasting.
I agree. I think the old blends at T-Phone are really, really fantastic, and they probably deserve to be just tasted by themselves. I also think they're great because they're rich, they're complex, but they're also easy to drink. And so I think so many people can like them and understand them, which is important. So, well, look, Edouard, thank you very much for your time and your answers to my questions. I think this is fantastic cognac. Really happy to be able to share this with the people who got the calendar. And we all, myself and listeners, will be staying tuned for all the stuff that's coming in the world of T-Phone.
Stay tuned. Thank you very much, Taylor, for your time and for allowing us to get the opportunity to present our cognac in your calendar. Thank you for your support at Cognac Expert. You are, of course, always welcome at T-Phone History. And for all our listeners, you are also welcome anytime to come and visit us and try to unveil the secrets of T-Phone.
Fantastic.
I'll be your host.
People should go, definitely. Well, thank you very much, Edouard. Happy holidays, and hope to see you soon.
See you soon, Taylor. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.